The Touchpoints by Julia Karmaz Larson, narrated by Erica Hazelton. Chapter 1. The Little Girl and the Huge State. Dream and follow your dream, even and especially if your dream seems to be barely attainable. The little girl, born in the family of a military officer and a biochemist, was raised in love and care. Her parents were immeasurable patriots of a huge and powerful country with a very unusual name. The country occupied a large space not only on the geographical map, but also in the minds of the people who inhabited it. A country where the planned economy was productive. The country where New Year's Eve was celebrated in several time zones. The country that was abundant in minerals to such an extent that vast human and technical resources were used even during their excavation phase. The country was called the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, a unique, in a certain sense, economic and ideological phenomenon, striking the world with its power for 70 years. And this country was reflected in the big blue eyes of a little radiant girl, affectionately nicknamed in the family by Yuliska, mirroring all the attributes of a happy and cheerful childhood. Full protection and tranquility. Financial problems were not discussed in this country. Children up to a certain age were not involved in economic issues. Products, prices were not discussed at all. Everyone who is involved in active life, fulfilling and self-realization, study, work, interest, were simply happy. Yes, they were happy, but happy in their own way, being surrounded by the high fences. All types of fences were created artificially to prevent any influence or even impact, any possible impact, on such a tremulously cherished ideology. Ideology that governed and controlled so many people. Yes, perhaps it was the result of propaganda, no doubt. But beyond that, unequivocally, it was also a human desire to live under the control of such a strongly influencing ideology, in security, in the joy of the smoothly flowing routine days, having the opportunity to simply enjoy life. The life in such a huge and powerful state, like the USSR. The little girl was very curious, seeing and watching. She kept asking and asking about many things. Why are there so many rules and regulations, and those are so clearly outlined? Why are there so many people in uniform? Why are there no obvious differences and conflicts? That society seemed to be remarkably close to an ideal one. Or maybe such a society deserves to be a prototype of the ideal. The little girl's dad served in the armed forces. By other words, he was committed to protecting that state and that society. There was a great tribute to the military officers, doctors, and teachers in the society. Does not it look like an ideal society? One day, a very respected among colleagues and subordinates officer, her father, took a little girl on a tour. The tour was rather a spontaneous, unplanned trip, but the girl was deeply impacted by its content. Those big blue eyes saw all the power of the military-industrial complex of that country during a few hours. A few hours were enough to capture those impressions into the memory of a little girl forever. Anti-aircraft defense of the capital of a huge state. The stunning in their scale rocket launchers. The latest development in electronic engineering. The highest level of training of the specialists who were involved in the control and operational management system of the equipment. Everything from the above mentioned was impeccable in terms of planning, production, and management, and all that was so stunning. That short trip deeply shocked the little girl. Who was that enemy? such a large-scale mechanism was in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?